Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, if you've ever had your mammogram, you know how hard it is to sit in the waiting room right after, waiting for the initial results, making sure they got a good, clear picture, and then the phone call afterwards. Nobody wants to receive that phone call, but what if you do? What does it mean? And why you shouldn't panic is why we're here to talk today with Suzanne Burnett. She's the nurse navigator at Mission Hospital Women's Wellness Center. Welcome to the show, Suzanne. Let's start with the first mammogram. You get your mammogram. You sit in the waiting room, wait for the clear picture, then what? We wait for that phone call.
Well, when a woman's coming in for a screening mammogram, that means that she is not there because she's found a lump or a bump or her primary care hasn't found something that he or she wants to be seen right away for some diagnosis problems. Then a screening mammogram, probably we get a letter in about 10 days to 2 weeks or so that everything's hunky-dory and we'll see you in a year. If after that patient has left after a screening mammogram and the doctors look further and say, either we need more pictures because something's just not clear enough on a certain area, or we've got a concern of an area, they're going to get a call or a letter quicker saying we need you to make an appointment for some more pictures.
Okay, so if you do get that call, which no woman wants to receive, what would indicate the reason that you would say we need to take more pictures, and then it becomes a diagnostic mammogram, correct?
Yes, that would be a diagnostic, which includes additional views and possibly ultrasound as well.
Okay, so what would send you there? Would you guys have seen some overlapping tissue, some suspicious areas, what?
Yes, I mean, and I'm not a radiologist, so I'm, as you just had wonderful Dr. Simon telling you, I'm sure, many things about the things that they view in the dark rooms that they're looking in, all those wonderful pictures that they look at all day long, there certainly are areas that either have changed from a previous year, and that's really one of the biggest reasons people need to have their, women need to have their annual mammograms, because there could be a subtle change that shows up even better if you're able to look back more than 1 year. Or there's just something absolutely sticks out and docs are going, that does not look right.
Okay, so if
they have their type parameters.
Okay, and we've got the parameters, and yes, we spoke with Dr. Simon about so many of the different results on mammogram. So then we come in for the diagnostic. Is this any different than
diagnostic? Yes. They will be sitting there until they give them the okay to go, or we need to do a biopsy. Because with a diagnostic mammogram, yes, they are there until the doctor's gotten enough views to either clear the patient and say, no, everything's fine. Maybe somebody has a history of real dense breast tissue and it requires extra views and extra pictures or an additional possibly ultrasound. And then they'll say, I know it's been a lot of time here. I'm sorry you had to wait this long because we needed to take extra pictures, but now we're going to give you the all clear for another year. Or they have them back because they are concerned, they do extra views, and then they decide whatever was troubling them on the pictures requires a biopsy.
And that's something that I think women really need to understand, that you will not go to your diagnostic mammogram and leave with no results.
Correct.
I think that's very important to know.
Correct. And some people have a history of maybe a family history of breast cancer, or their own breast tissue is dense enough that they kind of are on a routine diagnostic mammogram, and that their referring physician has enough concerns to write an order for a diagnostic mammogram, and you're correct. They do take longer, and they are there until they get the all clear from the reading radiologist.
Well, and sometimes the waiting is the worst part, right, Suzanne? So at least
know
you're not leaving with nothing. You'll know something, and then what? Suppose the diagnostic mammogram also comes back suspicious. What would be the next test?
Before they leave that day, they would be scheduled for a biopsy, either an ultrasound-guided or a stereotactic, based on how the area that they're concerned about is best viewed.
Okay, so what are those?
Biopsy?
Yes, and the stereotactic. Explain just a little bit about those procedures.
Sure.
What people can
stereotactic
expect.
Stereotactic biopsy is a biopsy that is guided by mammography. an ultrasound biopsy is a biopsy guided by ultrasound, and it is a core needle biopsy, so it's much less invasive than years ago when everybody had to go for an excisional biopsy in the surgeon's office. We are able to get results back in a day and a half at our place. So if we have somebody in on Monday, we have results for them on Wednesday morning. And so luckily, our pathology right here at Mission Hospital is able to give us those results, and the patient doesn't have to wait a week or 10 days. I've heard that would be awful to me, thinking that someone had to wait that long to get results. So we do our best to turn that around as quickly as we can.
And at the Women's Cancer Center, the Women's Wellness Center at Mission Hospital, tell us a little bit about the team approach to care there, because I you know, women really get well taken care of because after that they've got their biopsy, but you're kind of navigating them through this, you know, scary, a little bit dizzying kind of world of what's next, what am I going to have, is it going to hurt? That's what we always want to know.
Sure, absolutely. There's two of us navigators at the Women's Wellness Center, and we make a point of meeting and answering questions immediately at the time of being scheduled for a biopsy, and then we meet the person again on the day of the biopsy. We spend 10, 15 minutes answering questions, but more kind of laying out what the morning's going to be like, or the afternoon, whatever time the appointment is, because, as you know, the fear generally takes away your ears, and so all you heard was you need a biopsy, and you didn't. Ever the rest was blah, 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 and so we try to go over, again, what the day's going to be like, what the procedure will entail, and the recovery, and then we call the patient again the next day, see how she's doing, and have them back the following, so that we can visually take a look at this patient's area that was biopsied, and then the doctor doing the biopsy will have the pathology results, and we'll be able to sit down immediately with the patient and give her the results from pathology, answer questions, because even a benign diagnosis, still many times people say, well, did I drink too much coffee, or, you know, is this because I run, you know, marathons, or, you know, whatever their questions are, we want to be able to allay their fears that whatever the diagnosis, if it's benign, is just part of their body, and it's not something that they have to worry about.
And what do you tell women, Suzanne, after the biopsy, when you really call them the next day and they're, you know, is there restrictions, no lifting, no, you know, something, no showering, any of that sort of thing?
Sure. And, of course, the day they leave, we give them a list of instructions, again, because you don't hear things. But, yes, their care is really outlined as far as taking it easy that evening, nothing but Tylenol if they have any discomfort, because we don't want to have them taking a product that would encourage bleeding, not to shower that night. They can do it the next day. To leave the Steri-Strips on as long as they can, to use the cold packs that we give them to help reduce the chance of swelling. And then when I call them the next day, I'm really making sure that, and I try to use a little humor to try to lighten it a little bit, not to minimize the concern, but to say, so how are you doing? Did you make it through the night? You know, how were the movies? I hope somebody spoiled you with bringing you dinner, all those sort of things. And we talk about, is there any bleeding? How is the discomfort? And try to answer questions along that line, because as you can imagine, there's every spectrum of absolutely no problems, didn't even have any need for Tylenol, to the other end of the spectrum. People were very sensitive or had a lot of bruising and they were concerned. So there's everything in between there. So it's really, I feel fortunate to be able to follow up with our patients immediately the next day and say, so tell me how it's going.
And what a nice lady you are, and I'm sure your patients realize that and feel very lucky to have you helping them. And now we only have about a minute and a half left, Suzanne, but then after the biopsy, if it comes back with bad news or they have to have a lumpectomy afterwards, then do you tell them they can do this right away? Is there a waiting period again? It's just all that waiting. Then what happens?
Well, that's our role, is to help them with the next steps and get them referred to the surgeons that their primaries are referring them to help them with any additional testing, an MRI or whatever things that are recommended for additional finishing of the diagnosis, and kind of be that person that cuts through the clutter and say, okay, you're not out there going, now what in the world do I do next? You've got your navigator to help say, okay, we got to get this done, this done, this done. Here's a whole bunch of information for you. Here's a place for you to look for references so that you don't have to guess and look at something online that perhaps does not have good research behind it. and it really isn't going to tell you what you need to know. And we're your go-to person to say, oh, my gosh, now what do I do? And then we can help with those what do I do's.
And how great is that? She's Suzanne Burnett, and the nurse navigator at Mission Hospital. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4health.com. And they have a wonderful website with information on the Women's Wellness Center and their breast programs at Mission Hospital. You're listening to Mission Radio. I'm Melanie Cole. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.